Now, as I mentioned earlier, today is Cycle to Work Day. And here to talk to me about that is Denise Van Uyten. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. I'm feeling quite refreshed because I was on my bike this morning. I was up bright and breezy at 5 a.m. It's still dark outside.
Yes, so you had to use your lights. Did you have one in your helmet?
Yes. Well, I set off, actually. Do you know what I did? Because I haven't been up at 5 a.m. for a while. So I thought it was going to be a lot lighter.
Right.
So I sort of waited for a little bit. And obviously, because I'm doing this campaign, I took the opportunity to just take a couple of selfies so I could just put them on social media before I set off. But as I sort of really was on my bike probably by about 5:45. So by then it was light enough. So it was safe for me to cycle.
Right. And lighter traffic at that time as well.
Yeah, it was. Although it was building up as I was driving into London's West End. But yeah, it's something that I do quite often, actually, because I do a radio show myself in London's West End. So I like to cycle in to work when I get the opportunity, because I'm a busy working mum. You know, I've got a 5-year-old daughter and I can't always get to a gym. So I have to try and fit in my exercise around my daily life. And it's one of the easier and cheapest ways to get some exercise.
Well, tell me this. They're suggesting that cycling to work helps combat stress. Do you find that?
Yes. Look, I've got a young daughter who's very demanding. I love her to bits. But, you know, when I get on my bike, I feel completely focused on what I'm doing, because obviously you have to be safe. So I'm very traffic aware. And I just find that I just sort of switch off. And I had forgotten how great the feeling is when you cycle. And I used to cycle a lot when I was a kid. I was always on my bike throughout the school summer holidays. And I signed up to a charity bike ride about 3 years ago in India across Rajasthan. And I hadn't been on my bike since I was a child. And I when I was training for that and then I was out cycling in India, I just fell in love with cycling again. And it took me back to being a kid. I had that same feeling that I had then of just feeling completely free.
Well, do you feel frightened at all when you're cycling?
No, because I'm very careful, and I think you have to plan your route carefully. Obviously, we want people to be safe, so I make sure I take a very safe route. When I cycle to my radio show, for instance, I cycle through London's Regent's Park. Which, you know, I just make sure you're careful, make sure you have all the right equipment. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go on to sign up to Cycle Scheme, you can also get a discount on having the right equipment. So I've got like a proper cycling helmet. And also, if you are nervous, because I know a lot of people are, and you haven't done it before, then maybe get a friend to do it with you. Because if you're traveling with a friend or in a group, you do tend to feel much safer until you gain your confidence.
Yeah. I mean, cyclists get a bad press as being, how can I put this delicately, by having no more than a passing acquaintance with the highway code. Do you think that's a fair image? Do you think they do respect other road users and so on?
All the cyclists I've come across do. There are obviously the odd few, but then you get that in cars, in buses, in vans, everything form of transport. So, but most of the people that I know are very careful and they're keen cyclists, and everybody wants to be safe, don't they, when they're out there? So
absolutely,
we've all got as much to lose as each other, basically, whether you're in a car or if you're on a bike. So you're not, you know, you don't want to put yourself at risk.
There's this scheme that the government are involved with now to try and get people on their bikes, cycleskeme.co.uk, which offers 25% off bikes to try and, you know, encourage people to commute to work on their tax breaks and stuff like that with it. Do you think that's a sensible scheme and a good idea?
I think it's a great scheme. I have to say I've got friends of mine who've benefited from it, because obviously getting the equipment and everything, if you're getting a discount, also you can get your bike serviced in certain places for free. It's all those things. And I just think that more and more people actually are starting to take up cycling and reaping the benefits from it. So, you know, it's a really good way to keep fit as well, you know, and it keeps you mentally fit, because it takes your mind off everything else that you've been thinking about if you've been working in an office or stuck wherever your job takes you. It's that one moment when you can sort of just switch off from that and focus on what you're doing.
My wife recently bought a new bicycle, and I have to admit, I was staggered at the cost of bicycles these days. But with cycle scheme, you don't have to pay it all up front. It gets deducted from your salary, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. And also, you know, you've got all lots of renter bikes around town as well in lots of places. You don't have to, because some people, you know, I've got a friend who lives in a flat and she actually hasn't got anywhere to put her bike, so she'll just take one of the rental bikes out for the day.
They were recently introduced in Belfast, those. The Boris bikes, as they're known in London. No, I have not, I have to be honest and say. But, you know, there was a lot of cynicism around about them, Denise, but they really seem to have taken off.
Yeah, I think there is with anything new. People don't like change, do they?
No.
But change is quite often a good thing. And it's proven in the amount of people that have signed up and pledged to cycle to work today. And we've got over 31,000 cyclists. So it's that's just showing how many people are showing their support and actually loving cycling and enjoying the benefits of cycling. And it will grow every year. I mean, it's only into its third year, this cycle to work day. So by next year, I'm sure the numbers will rocket.
Yeah. I mean, you're mentioning your daughter and you're a busy mum. Yeah. And it's, you know, organising your time, managing your time is key for somebody who lives the sort of life you're living, and you need to fit in exercise. So if you can twin that with your commute to work, it's a good way of doing it, isn't it?
It's a great way of doing it, and it's fitted into my busy mum lifestyle perfectly. Like I said, at the end of the day, I get to tick that box and go, right, exercise done, school run done, you know, all the things I need to be doing in a day, it's all done. But if you do want, if people are interested and do want to get involved, then they just need to have a little look online and go to cycletoworkday.org. And all the information is on there.
Okay.
And it's never too late. That's what I wanted to say to people. It's never too late to get on your bike.
Yeah. Well, I'll maybe try one of those bicycles you're recommending.
You should do.
All right. Denise, lovely to talk to you. And keep cycling, keep enjoying it, and give our love to your daughter, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.